Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mission Mausam, says mission is testament to India's commitment to make the country weather-ready and climate-smart. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India's global stature is rising and providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan being celebrated with traditional fervour. Over 1 crore 60 lakh people take holy dip till noon during Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh. In the US, at least 25 people killed and thousands remain under mandatory evacuation orders due to raging wildfires in Los Angeles. And in Australian Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Colombian partner make an exit in the first round of men's doubles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. He said, IMD has not only served millions of Indians, but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress.
IMD ne in 150 varshon mein na keval karodon bhartiyon ki seva ki hai balki bharat ki vaigyanik yatra ka bhi pratik bana hai in uplabdhiyon par aaj dak ticket aur vishesh coin bhi release kiya gaya hai 2047 mein jab desh azadi ke 100 saal manayega तब भारतीय मौसम विभाग का स्वरूप क्या होगा इसके लिए विजन डॉक्यूमेंट भी जारी हुआ है.
Addressing the event, Union Minister of State for Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, emphasized the significant advancements in India's weather forecasting capabilities. He noted that there has been a 50% improvement in forecast accuracy over the last decade.
In the last 10 years, there has been a 50% rise in the accuracy of weather forecast. सन 2014 के बाद प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में एक सिनर्जाइज्ड इकोसिस्टम विकसित किया गया. Our installations today are no longer confined only to the IMD centers. We have installations in the space, installations in the sea, installations on the land. अपने में एक अद्भुत इनिशिएटिव मिशन मौसम aims to create a weather ready India. Means India ready to face any weather change or challenge foreseen or unforeseen.
A series of events, activities and workshops have been organized to showcase IMD's achievements during the past 150 years. Our correspondent reports, Mission Mausam will implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites and high-performance computers. It will also focus on improving the understanding of weather and climate processes and providing air quality data, which will help in strategizing weather management and intervention in the long run. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage.
If you look at the world today, आज दुनिया में तनाव इतना ज्यादा है, अलग अलग संघर्ष हो रही हैं, युद्ध भी हो रहा है दो जगह. It is a very polarized world. So in a polarized world, if there is a country which is able to, जो हम अपने यहाँ कहते थे, सबका साथ, सबका विकास, सबका विश्वास, we are actually able to take it into the world as well. And that is something which slowly, slowly other nations have started to understand and to value.
Dr. Jaishankar also expressed optimism about India-Spain relations, stating that ties between the two nations are on the cusp of significant advancement. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister held talks with his Spanish counterpart, José Manuel Álvarez. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership, including in trade, investment, defence and security. The President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a five-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, MPs and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the visiting dignitary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to veterans on the occasion of Armed Forces Veterans Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister paid tributes to the veterans, acknowledging their sacrifices, courage and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation. He described them as heroes and enduring symbols of patriotism. Armed Forces Veterans Day is observed every year to honour the service and dedication of personnel, recognising their invaluable contributions to the nation. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said that the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports.
बहुत वर्षों से डिमांड थी कि टर्मरिक के ऊपर विशेष ध्यान देना चाहिए, अलग बोर्ड बनाना चाहिए. 40 वर्षों के परिश्रम के बाद ये सपना साकार हुआ है. मैं सभी हल्दी किसानों को, हल्दी को प्रोसेस करने वाले कर्मचारियों को, उद्योगों को और हमारे निर्यातकों को शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ कि ये जो नया टर्मरिक बोर्ड बना है ये आगे चल के आपके काम में बढ़त करने का एक काम करेगा.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of Sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take holy dips in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family and do charity as a gratitude. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, it is also celebrated as the festival of kites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said these festivals will bring success and happiness in everyone's lives and further the spirit of happiness and togetherness. In Andhra Pradesh, Makar Sankranti is being celebrated today with joy and gusto. Our correspondent reports that this festival is deeply connected to the region's history, spirituality and agrarian traditions.
The air in Andhra Pradesh is brimming with joy and nostalgia as people flock to their native villages to celebrate Makar Sankranti. It is a festival of sharing, rejoicing and honoring the hard work that goes into cultivating the land. People celebrate this festival by offering prayers and honoring cattle. Delicacies like arisalu, pongal are made while children and adults alike participate in drawing rangoli and flying kites. A distinct aspect of Sankranti is the Haridasu tradition, where devotees dressed in colourful attire sing Lord Vishnu's praises while playing tambura. The Sankranti festival offers an opportunity to people to rejoice and cherish their age-old traditions, strengthening familial bonds and social cohesion. Sai Sisla, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In Rajasthan, a large number of devotees are taking the holy dip at Pushkar in Ajmer, Kolayat in Bikaner, Galta in Jaipur and Baneshwar Dham in Dungarpur. The kite festival is being organized at the Jal Mahal in Jaipur. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today, the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan is taking place. Over 1 crore 60 lakh people had taken the holy dip till noon at Triveni Sangam. The rituals are going on smoothly. After the holy dip, devotees performed rituals and offered prayers at the ghats. Upholding tradition, they also engaged in charity, deepening the festival's sanctity. People also participated in the Ganga Aarti in large numbers this morning. We now go over to our correspondent Anupam Mishra, who is at the very centre of the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Anupam, what is the atmosphere like today with more than a dozen akharas lined up for Shahi Snan?
Yes, Punita, as per the tradition, first Sri Panchayati Akhada Mahanirvani, accompanied by Sri Sambhu Panchayati Atal Akhada, reached the Sangam Ghat this morning around 6:15 a.m. They were followed by Sri Taponithi Panchayati Niranjani Akhada and Sri Panchayati Akhada Anand. Three Sanyasi Akhadas like Panchdashnami Juna Akhada, three Bairagi Akhadas have already taken the holy dip. The Amrit Snan of Udasin Sri Panchayati Naya Udasin Akhada is currently underway. The Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan of Akhadas will conclude at nearly 4:30 p.m. today after completion of Amrit Snan of Sri Panchayati Nirmal Akhada. Punita, the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan is showcasing an awe-inspiring confluence of faith, devotion and spirituality. The Sangam Ghats are filled with a massive gathering of devotees. The Mahakumbh showcasing grandeur of Indian culture and enhancing its spiritual image globally. To ensure smooth execution of the grand event, administration has made special arrangements setting a benchmark of crowd management, security and cleanliness. Punita.
Thank you, Anupam. Palestinian and Israeli officials have confirmed progress in indirect negotiations between Hamas and Israel toward a potential ceasefire agreement. Hamas reportedly delivered a positive response to a draft of the Gaza ceasefire agreement offered by mediators in Doha. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar confirmed yesterday that progress had been made in the talks and said Israel is working hard to reach a deal. In the US, more than 92,000 people remain under mandatory evacuation orders and another 89,000 are under evacuation warnings due to the Los Angeles wildfires. At least 25 people have lost their lives and several others remain unaccounted for as multiple wildfires rage across the area. More than 80,000 people in California are without power as Southern California Edison starts shutting off power in parts of Southern California. National Weather Service in the U.S. issued a red flag warning. California's Governor Gavin Newsom said the fires are predicted to become the worst natural disaster in U.S. history and the death toll would rise. Meanwhile, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences has once again adjusted its timeline for the Oscar Awards due to the wildfires. In Australian Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his new Colombian partner Nicolas Barrientos made an exit in the first round of the men's doubles today. The duo lost to the Spanish duo Pedro Martinez and Jaume Munar in straight sets 5-7, 6-7. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast a message by Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi on the eve of India Army Day today. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprasth and Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels at 8 p.m. This program will also be available on Akashwani's YouTube channel Akashwani AIR. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mission Mausam, says mission is testament to India's commitment to make the country weather-ready and climate-smart. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India's global stature is rising and providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan being celebrated with traditional fervour. Over 1 crore 60 lakh people take holy dip till noon during Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh. And in Australian Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Colombian partner make an exit in the first round of men's doubles. And with that, we end the midday news.